the book of Romans, part 13. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Since you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the book Israel's Rapture, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, plus 27, international code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on the right hand top. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome, always very, very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information already. It's important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification, as well as our TikTok messages. Send this link to your friends and family, everybody that's important to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Hallelujah. It's important to note that we do not associate ourselves with the following people and organizations: any Messianic group, the Israel Revision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yam movement, Seventh-day Adventists, Jehovah Witnesses, Protestant churches, Catholic churches. We do not belong to nobody. We are only an end-time Bible study group functioning on the internet throughout the world. Hallelujah. And if you would see our reports from our websites, you will see that we are physically reaching places in the world that were so unexpected. We also use the 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, one by, that was translated by Dr. Joseph Priant Rotterdam, where the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name Lord originally Yahweh, and the name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study today is going to be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua, not the name Jesus, the name Yahushua. We are about to continue where we left off yesterday morning, the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 12. Now Apostle Paul is continuing when he's speaking to the congregation in Rome more than 2,000 years ago. But as we have found out already, as we continue with the study, it is not only having an effect, the revelation word is not only having an effect on, or had an effect on the Romans 2,000 years ago, it also has an effect in our lives today, in 2026, as Yahfist, or part of the universal bride of Yahushua. Romans 12 verse 1, that is, that I, Apostle Paul, look at my fingers, may be comforted together with you. So we as bride of Yahushua 2016, and the Roman people that he was speaking and teaching to more than 2020 years ago, he is actually drawing both parties in, and he says that we may be comforted together by the mutual faith. Mutual faith is that which we are sharing. In marriage, what makes a marriage work? Mutual love. If love is not mutual, the one will go this way and the other will go that way. But when there's mutual love, then it will function. Because in mutual love, there's a way to sort out problems. When there's a flickering of a problem, immediately the husband and the wife will sit together and discuss the problem, the incident, or the setup. Immediately, not waiting for 2-3 weeks. In a marriage that functions, a problem will be addressed immediately. Now, the same thing is happening in our spiritual lives through the Ruach HaKodesh, which leads and teaches us in righteousness and leads us in faithfulness. Hallelujah. The moment that there's something only flickering, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, immediately will make you aware that He is not happy. There's a new trend. He is not happy, there's a new trend lately on the internet where they portrayed the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, as a she, saying that it's Mary, Mother Mary, as they call it, Jesus' mother. No. It's not. The Holy Spirit has got nothing to do with Yahshua's mother. And her name was not even Mary. It was Miriam, because the name Mary is a Greek name, and she was a Hebrew lady, not a Roman lady of a Greek lady. She was a Hebrew in flesh and bone from the tribe of Judah. And Judah wasn't the tribe of the Romans or Greeks, never in your life. So this thing where they address the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, as a she, to say that the she spirit is more a comforting spirit, it's like a mother that is hugging the baby and holding. No, it's not what it is. Sometimes the Ruach HaKodesh is very harsh. It's there to lead us and convince us of sins and unrighteousness, and teaches us in righteousness and faithfulness. So it's a question of, it's not a question of just having a, the Ruach HaKodesh can be very straightforward sometimes. And like I used the word a couple of seconds ago, hush, what are you doing? It's not my little love, I'm begging you. No, sometimes the Ruach is right on to the point. And this is how it functions. This is sometimes how it functions. It says by the mutual faith. Mutual comes from two sides. Mutual faith. Even we as your fist need to have a mutual faith. Otherwise you will never partake in study. There must be mutual love. Now this love is called agape love. Agape love, agape love. It is not the filet love and physical love, but the agape love comes from within, and it's not from here, it comes from my soul's dimension. We also used to show from the heart, because the Bible says, or it's referring to the heart, but it's not my heart, it's my soul's dimension, because this is where from the Ruach HaKodesh is functioning every day of our lives. Isn't that wonderful? Now it says here that we may be comforted together with you. Together. What that means, that we as your fist with a V, we're part of a spiritual team. We're part of a spiritual body. I think it was Monday that I said that Yahshua says he's the head of the body. We are the rest of the body. We just need to find our position in the body to function properly and to function as Yahweh wants us to be. If I'm the left hand and I'm an evangelist, then I want to be the best evangelist. If I'm the right toe, then I want to be the best right toe that you will ever find. You understand? Being teach and led by the Ruach HaKodesh. Mutual faith. Mutual faith is trust. Faith is trust. And trust is linked to grace. Today we trust. that Yahushua has died on the cross, rose from the dead, and he has ascended into heaven with the promise that he's coming back to parousia us, to draw us away at the coming. Not the rapture or the harpazo in Greek. At the coming, the parousia. So he's coming for us. And how do we, in this 21st century, in 2026, how do we believe in it? How do we hold on to it? As if we have seen it happen. Through faith. And that faith only functions through grace. It's like having a battery. You have a negative pole and a positive pole. And you need to have a terminal on both of these. You need to have a cable on both of these terminals. Otherwise, it will not function. And such is faith. Faith is one terminal of the battery, and the other one is grace. It's through faith that we accepted grace. It's through faith that we function in grace. Believing in something that nobody could show us. It's not a question of, they say, there's a Buddha sitting there. It's not something that you can see. It's not something you can touch. But we believe it as if we have seen it. And this is what faith is. It makes it different to anything in the world. It's believing in miracles still today that can happen. The same miracle worker that functioned 2,000 years ago, Yahushua, is functioning today through the Ruach HaKodesh. The Bible says, you will lay your hands on the sick and they shall be healed. You will cast out demons in my name. Not N-A-M-E. The name above every other name. The name that Yahushua functioned in before they created the LXX, the Septuagint. The first Septuagint, the Greek Septuagint in the 2nd century. Before they created that, where they changed his name from Yahushua to Isis. Changed the Father's name from Yaffa to Theos. Changed the Ruach HaKodesh name to the Holy Spirit. All a Catholic system and pagan names. Can you believe that? Get my book, What is Your God's Name? Or just listen to the series that I'm currently preaching and teaching on internet. What is your God's name? So what do? We function by mutual faith. We are called in faith. Faith is like fresh air. If you don't have faith, you can't be alive. If you don't believe in faith, in what I'm teaching and preaching from this spot, from this studio, it will go just past you. It will just flow away like water coming down a stream after heavy rainfalls, downpours. It will just go past. Just to return to the systematic system where you functioned in, called Christianity. We are not Christians. We are Yahfist. The word says so. We are Yahfist. Followers of Yahushua. So he said, for by mutual faith, both of you and me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, this word was written 2,000 years ago. Apostle Paul was referring to the Gentiles in the assembly of Rome, the church of Rome. It wasn't a church, the assembly of Rome. But he's also referring to him. And today, I'm so glad we can use the opportunity to say, both of you listening to this message, and me. The one is not there and the other one is here. We equal in Yahushua. There's no differentiation. We are one. We are in the same body. Although we have different functions in the body, we are one. And the one is not more important than the other one. For many, many years I've done a little demonstration where I put my finger in my nose and I just plot like that. And if you can see on the camera now, I've got some small hairs here. Now why did I pluck the hair from my nose? Well, it's easily, you don't see the hair. You see the broad shoulders or the blue eyes or whatever. Or the hair that's turning grey. You don't see the little hair in my nose. But this little hair does more, is more functioning than the broader shoulders and the blue eyes and the grey hair. What is this? This little hair, which is plenty of full in my nose, is keeping when I'm inhaling, there can be dust coming in. Although the studio is clean and neat, it's possible that there can be dust that comes into your nose. And you know what this little hair does? It catches or absorbs the dust particles in order not for you to go into your lungs and cause bronchitis or anything, or flu or anything. So which one is the more important? The little hair in my nose or my broad shoulders? The little hair. So we are one in Yahushua, both you and me. Today we are part of the bride of Yahushua. We need to grow in the spirit or the Ruach HaKodesh. We need each other to be a testament unto a lost world. Meaning that we need to learn from each other. If we can have that attitude, and if we can have this way of thinking, let's learn from each other, we can be a success in Yahushua. And so the time is caught up with this very interesting study this morning. Till tomorrow morning, his father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.